I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. They say it takes a village to raise a child, but maybe you just need a few moms in your corner. Every week, we check in with a diverse group of parents for their common sense and savvy parenting advice. Today, in honor of Hispanic Heritage Month, we decided to check in on a new web community for Latina moms. It's called Mommyverse, and it offers tips on everything from finance to fashion to schools to health. It features a roster of prominent Latina journalists, writers, and entrepreneurs, as well as less prominent moms who are just trying to keep it all together. Rene Alegria is the founder and CEO of Mommyverse Media. He's with us from NPR's New York Bureau. Also with us, Monica Oliveira. She's a featured columnist for the education section of the site. She's a mother of two, and she's with us from member station WUNC in Durham, North Carolina. And Alisa Valdez is a novelist. Probably her best-known work is The Dirty Girl Social Club. At Mommyverse, she writes an advice column geared towards single mothers of sons. She's the mother of a 10-year-old son, and she joins us from her home in Berlin, New Mexico. Welcome to you all. I'm so glad to speak with all of you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Rene, I've got to go right there. You know I have to go right there. You are a guy.
I am.
And you don't have any kids.
And I don't have any kids, no.
So what gave
But
you...
I do. But I do have a Latina mom, so I think I do have some insight here.
But what gave you the idea?
Well, you know, I think ultimately there was a need in the marketplace for a site, a hub that address the needs of Latina moms. I've worked with smart and savvy Latina writers and journalists and executives of all media for years now. And if there's one thing that I know of them is that they were all looking for something that addressed their needs as moms, and there wasn't anything. So I began to think, what can I do? Who do I know that can actually contribute to something like that? And it just lo and behold, I have a roster of individuals that are exactly that, smart, savvy Latina moms that could speak their minds, that could weave their issues and experiences and problems in a way that would help the community. And so Mommyverse was born.
And you can't help but notice that the site is in English.
It is.
Tell me about that decision.
Well, you know, English is the language of the web, really. When I really crunched the data, I saw that 82% of Latina moms preferred English online. And this endeavor is really for the acculturated U.S. Hispanic. And that's to say that, you know, this is not the recently arrived immigrant. This is not the Spanish dominant mom, of course. And with that, we have a certain angle as to how we represent ourselves. These are moms and daughters and women, frankly, who have the American experience down pat. They just actually want to experience their own cultural sensitivity in how they raise their children.
Rene, I'm going to put you on the spot. give me an example of perhaps a kind of column that might appear in Mommyverse that you just might not see in one of the general audience parenting magazines that a lot of us are used to seeing.
So much of the content on Mommyverse.com, actually, because it originates from Latina moms in America, specifically captures their own experience. We might have a column that touts the pride of being a Latina in America. One particular column that really was incredibly popular was by a producer at CNN, Rose Arce, who wrote about being in her child's playground and constantly being mistaken as the nanny. And with those experiences, people can relate, can understand, can be horrified, can learn. And through that, you know, we've cultivated a rather loyal readership.
Monica, you are a featured education writer for the site. You write for School Mommy, the site's education section. You actually have your own website, Mommy Maestra. Can you give us an example, though? I understand you're homeschooling. Can you give us an example of the kind of a column that you might write that might speak to your audience that you might not see somewhere else in a kind of a mainstream general audience parenting publication?
Sure. Sometimes what I wind up doing is discussing different ways that you can enhance their education. I might be talking about lesson plans, like specifically for Hispanic Heritage Month. Recently, I wrote about preschool and how the number of Latinos who are enrolling their children in preschool has actually gone down. And that's not really unusual, given that a lot of Latino families really rely on their family for childcare. And if it's not really time for them to go into school yet, they may decide, well, we're just going to go ahead and keep them at home until it's ready for them to start kindergarten. And there's just issues like that, you know, ways we can help, or I can help spread the word to talk about ways to help prepare their children for school.
Alisa, how did you come up with the idea for, or how did you all together come up with the idea for your column?
Well, when Renee and I started talking about having me participate as a columnist or writer for Mommyverse, I was just kind of in the middle of getting to know and become involved with a man for the first time in 5 years since my divorce. And I have, like you said, a 10-year-old son. And to suddenly have a man in our lives who is watching how my son behaves and thinks, and to have someone kind of gently saying to me, you know, I think he could really use a male influence in his life. You know, and I was raised as, you know, my parents were hippies, and I'm a product of the 70s, and this whole idea that a mom couldn't raise a son to be a real man was very distasteful and offensive to me at first. But the more I talked to my boyfriend, who I called a cowboy in the column because he's a literal cowboy, he manages a 10,000-acre ranch in the middle of New Mexico, is very stoic, is nothing like me at all. And the more I started to follow his advice, I realized he was really right about a lot of things that I wasn't consciously doing wrong, but that I think a lot of moms, and especially single moms, might be doing that could not be the best thing for their kids in general, but for their sons in particular.
To let folks know, your column is titled A Cowboy's Guide to Raising Boys for Single Moms. Give us an example of some of the advice.
Sure. Well, this week my column is about letting your son get hurt. When I first met the cowboy, you know, he started commenting about how flinchy and kind of afraid of getting hurt my child was. I realized I'm overly protective of my kid, and I don't want him to get hurt because it's just the two of us, and, you know, he's a dependent little person, and my whole life was geared around protecting him and keeping him healthy. But I was giving him all these inadvertent cues about, you know, falling down, getting hurt, don't get in fights, and the cowboy kind of told me, you know, it's okay to have a scraped knee. It's okay to let him get hurt. And so as a mom, I had to step outside of that mom-girl world and kind of try thinking more like a dad or like a boy and just not only let him get hurt, but if he gets scraped and he's not badly hurt, almost give him a high five, which is not natural for me at all.
Like, I'm having a moment here, too, because I feel like you've been spying on me in my conversations with my husband. So this could be, I'd be like, which... Yeah. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. We're talking about Mommyverse. It's the new website for Latina moms. Our guests are parenting columnist Alisa Valdez. She's also a best-selling novelist, education columnist Monica Oliveira, and the site founder Renee Alegria. Renee, I wasn't trying to hurt anybody's feelings here, but you know, parenting magazines very often do follow kind of certain lines. Are there times when you look at them and think, that just isn't going to work for a lot of the families that I know?
Absolutely. In fact, you know, so much as to why Mommyverse does work and does hit a chord is because so many of the Latina moms that contribute to the site have never had an opportunity to write for the mainstream general market parenting websites or magazines or infrastructure, frankly. So, you know, there are nuances that we see within the construct of our Latino families. And the moms that contribute capture that.
Well, I could even see food, for example.
Well, food,
you know,
yeah.
so many of those magazines, and of course, we read them too, don't we, moms? I mean, don't we read the so-called mainstream magazines? A lot of it's about carrots, you know, get your kid to eat carrots. How are you going to get your kid to eat carrots? And the dishes are just not ones that we serve, right? That there are perhaps ones that... Monica, do you want to speak to that?
Okay. Sure, yeah. A lot of times, maybe we have a completely different diet that we serve at home. It's not traditional dishes, or it may be traditional dishes. So we have to get creative. But the good thing about, you know, if you're a Latina mom, you have almost more dishes to choose from in order to kind of sneak things into your children.
Alisa, what about you? Are there also ways in which you're sort of looking at other offerings and thinking, okay, that's fine for you, but that just doesn't work for me?
I think there's a knee-jerk reaction a lot in the mainstream culture to expect difference and otherness. And I know that, we are setting ourselves apart as a Latina site, but in a way, I think for me at least and for my readers, it's more of just a general sense of a perceived ethnicity than an actual difference, which is why I think the site is actually relevant to the entire public, even though it is a so-called Latina site.
Wait, what about that, though? Elisa, speak on that, because that is a question that one might have, which is why do you feel a need to set I don't want to put this in. I don't want this to sound like overly confrontational, but to set yourself apart in this kind of site. I mean, why not write for any other parenting magazine site?
You know, I think a lot of times, you know, you're saying why set yourselves apart? Well, you know, a lot of times it's not a choice. We're just kind of set apart. So whether we want to be or not. So I think it's a useful thing. On the one hand, to come together around a perceived ethnicity, but at the same time, I don't think there are any expectations on the website of extreme difference. This is a site for, you know, the vast majority of Latinos in the United States are born here. And, you know, the Pew Center for Hispanic Research shows that by the second generation, English is the language people are using. And yet the media continue to conflate all kinds of things like immigrant and Latino and so-called illegal. All those words are used interchangeably in the mainstream media all the time. So in the past 10 years, I've seen this widespread perception, you know, that we're all somehow foreign-born and that culture is genetic rather than learned. And what I love about Mommyverse is that Renee is standing up and saying, look, we're Americans. We're here. This is who we are. And this is, you know, a site where you can come and actually be your true self and not what everyone expects you to be.
Can I ask something,
sure,
too?
Monica?
I just wanted to say, you know, on the flip side of that, coming from my perspective, I am English dominant also as well. I'm fourth generation. There is a new kind of phenomenon going on in Latinos in America where they are actually starting to actively seek out their roots, their culture. It's a phenomenon known as retroacculturation. And for me, for example, you know, I had settled into a very Anglo-English-only lifestyle, and it wasn't until I had children that I suddenly, you know, really felt this need to start raising them biculturally and to actively teach them about the culture and possibly the language. So,
How come?
Well,
I think just as a question of education, I think most Americans would want their children to speak a second language if that's possible. I mean, I think
absolutely.
But tell me, for you, this what you're talking about, this an embracing of roots that perhaps were not front and center. Tell me why you think that's important, or do you think that's going on?
For several reasons. I think for me, you know, I grew up in a very culturally rich environment. I grew up in Dallas, and I had a large family, large extended family, and I did spend a lot of time doing cultural events or participating in cultural traditions. And once I moved away from that, I almost never practiced it, and so you kind of forget about it. But once you have kids, oh my gosh, you suddenly remember all the great experiences you had when you were a kid, and you think, boy, how I wish my own children could have this. And it might be a little more difficult to do that, depending on where you live. I do think that for many Latina moms who may be further removed and more Americanized, do want to reach out and kind of reach back and grab a hold of their culture and pass it on to their children.
Renee, I was going to ask you as we conclude to talk about some of the questions and issues that you think you might undertake as you go forward. Some of the things that occur to me from our conversation is, what about people who, as you probably know, you know, we have a very diverse cast of guests on this program, mm-hmm. and one of our columnists, Ruben Navarrete, is a nationally known syndicated columnist. And one of the things I'm struck by is that, I mean, his family is also many generations in the United States, and it without fail, when he writes something about immigration that some readers don't care for, inevitably he gets mail saying, go back to Mexico. Mm-hmm. Why don't you people go back to Mexico? That sort of business. So one of the things I'm curious about is, do you envision taking on questions like giving people tools, giving parents tools to address, you know, taunts, for example, that speak to immigration status or perhaps differences within and among the Latino community, for example, you know, in the Black community, as you know, there's this whole rich discussion around whether people who are more affluent and successful, and what do they owe to those who are less? Mm-hmm. And so I'm interested in, you think you'll be undertaking some of those kinds of questions,
sure,
on Mommyverse?
Absolutely. Look, Mommyverse primarily exists to empower and aspire to communicate, you know, the positive role models that are within our community. I mean, to add to what Alisa said earlier, you know, if you were to look at mainstream media, you would think that most Hispanics in this country were undocumented drug runners. And that's just not the case. And with when it comes to Latina moms, say, who contribute to Mommyverse, you know, so much of the content in Mommyverse is about a self person. This is how I live my life. This is how I do things. And through that, there's an evolving sense of created wisdom amongst all the women who write and read the site. So, you know, we're creating a kind of a positive cauldron of what I definitely want the rest of America to be in on, something that I know to be true, that the Latino mom, hence the Latino family, is something dynamic and optimistic about what tomorrow brings and optimistic about what their contribution to the country is, and is not really down on themselves the way so many of, say, the politicians or whatnot or the mainstream media think us to be. So by capturing that, you know, one, we help dole out just practical knowledge like education or style or health or investment and money information. But also we instill a sense of pride with whoever is reading the site, whatever your Latino experience is, and it is diverse. We don't pretend to represent every Latino in the country. But if you can find one morsel of yourself or your mom or an aunt or a daughter in our site, then the contributors to our site are doing their job.
Rene Alegria is the founder and CEO of Mommyverse Media. He joined us from NPR's bureau in New York. Monica Oliveira is an education writer for Mommyverse. She's a mother of two. She joined us from member station WUNC in Durham, North Carolina. And novelist Alisa Valdez writes a parenting advice column for Mommyverse. She's the mother of a 10-year-old son, and she joined us from her home in Boleyn, New Mexico. Thank you all so much for joining us, and congratulations on the site.
Thank you, Michelle. Thanks for having us.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.